Melba Moore, first of all, it's an honor for me to talk with you. Thank you very much for joining us, particularly on a Sunday. Did you ever think that this song that you sang and eventually then re-recorded with a whole lot of celebrities, that this tune would become what it is today? An anthem, I think, is the right word.
Well, it is an anthem. It's the official Black national anthem. It's Lift Up Your Voice and Sing. So it already was. I didn't do that. But the answer to your question, I didn't think about it that way. I just was glad to learn that we had one, because I didn't know that we had, and to encourage especially other African Americans to know about it and to make recordings themselves. But no, to answer your question is no, I didn't.
You know, for those of you who are too young to know, this woman, Melba Moore, broke barriers, not only for African-American women, but for women. Was a top recording star back in the day, and boy, she could sing! I want you to hear an example of exactly what I'm talking about. Not only 5 octaves, but can hold notes. That one, we timed it here, is like 32 seconds. Melba Moore, is it true that you have 4 lungs? How do you do that?
No, I just swim a lot.
Really? Are you a swimmer?
Yeah, I wasn't always able to do that. My voice was small and didn't carry, so I did a lot of calisthenics. I did a lot of vocal lessons, and I just sang a lot, and it got bigger and stronger. So now I'm in the Guinness Book of Records for holding the longest note, but it wasn't that way in the beginning.
I didn't know about the Guinness Book of World Records, but I certainly knew, boy, you can hold them like no one in the business. You know, and you must, I want your impression of this. Today, I watch a performer, and you don't need to give me names, but I watch a performer, big star, and I'm thinking, they're off key. They can't really sing. They need help even to be off key. I mean, in your day, it was a little different.
Well, no, we always had people who could sing off key. We always had that.
Here's a text, and if you want to talk to Melba Moore, 312-981-7200. In 1969-70, I lived in New York. We went to see a matinee of Hello, Dolly! With Carol Channing. Instead, the stand-in was Melba Moore. That might have been her.
No.
Okay, that's correct. Go ahead.
I never did Hello, Dolly! No.
Oh, so what are they talking about? You don't know, I suppose.
I don't. Pearl Bailey did Hello, Dolly.
That I know. So maybe they're mixing that up. Here's another text. Melba Moore, I've seen on stage more than once. She is amazing. Here is a comment from a political reporter in Chicago, Paul Lisnick, who said he was in a movie called Heirlooms as an extra. He played a priest, and you were in this movie as well.
I don't know that movie.
You know,
I did a lot of things, so it could be true. I don't remember that one.
He doesn't know what he's talking about anyway, so forget about that whole thing.
Okay.
In 1967, you began your performing career as Dion in the original cast of the musical Hair. I think that's right.
Along with
Ronnie Dyson. And that's, again, a name people don't. Boy, that guy could sing.
Yeah, but you know, he was only a teenager then, and he passed away very young.
So yes.
I don't think people really got to know his talent very well, because his life is very short.
Broadway has come a long ways, and the African-American performers now on Broadway have stature they might not have had back when you were more frequently a star on Broadway. Was it a struggle, or did talent just, you know, you're right there, you're in there?
No, it was very racially constricting and restricted. There wasn't anything really for Black people. That's changed quite a bit. Lots of plays that are creatively cast, not necessarily Black or white or any particular color. And there's lots more for all different ethnic groups, including African Americans.
Do you like
to see it? Much better now.
Do you like to see that? When something is cast that whoever does the casting is pretty much colorblind?
No, because it depends on the role, you know,
yeah.
Because cultures are cultures, and I don't think we want to lose that. We just don't want to have it so restrictive until one particular culture is always excluded, and that was true for Black Americans.
I'm a little bit nervous because I'm talking to a legend here Her name is Melba Moore. It's 3:16 on WGN. Can you hold on for a moment? We have some commercials. I got to do those. And then we'll come back and chat. There are certain voices in music that are absolutely recognizable if you know that voice. Melba Moore is certainly one of them. One question I have is, what are you doing now? And I think we just heard a part of that. It's a new CD you have out.
Yeah, you just played part of my new CD, which is called Imagine. And that was the first single, So In Love. So I'm hoping you let people know where to get that.
Well, I'm happy to do that. So it's wherever it's wherever CDs are sold now, right? Online, which includes... I know it includes, because I accidentally might have downloaded it myself, so I know it includes Apple Music. It is available. I know that. I found it. I looked for it, and I got it.
Great.
And it's, it's, would it be, because I heard it, I listened to it, it sounds to me, and you may yell at me for this, I'm not sure, we'll find out, traditional...
I'm not going to yell at you for anything. Go ahead.
I don't know. Traditional Melba Moore music. It's the sound you'd expect out of Melba Moore.
I would say so, yes. It's new music, it's contemporary, but it's me. You're going to know it's me.
Absolutely. I mean, the moment words fall out of your mouth, we know it's you. So I'm afraid to ask you these texts now that keep coming in, because, I don't know, apparently, so here's what I mean. Ask Melba about her guest appearance on The Doctors. I hope you actually appeared there. In March of 1978, available on Retro TV's subscription series.
Oh, yeah. I was a guest on the soap opera, The Doctors.
Whew. Okay. That one worked. So do you have any recollections of that? This listener wants to know.
It's so long ago, and I did quite a few. I'm not really, I don't know, my mind has been on things contemporary right now, so I'm sorry if I don't recollect, but I remember I did do it and several others.
So let's talk about contemporary right now. Aside from the CD... which is available anywhere. CDs are available now, you know, mostly online, and you can download it like any other CD. What else are you doing? Are you going to, are you performing live? Are you out there?
Yeah, and I'll remind people of some of the music that they've, you know, given me over the years that keep me up out there, like You Stepped Into My Life. That's still a great favorite of many people. Love's Coming At You. Standing Right Here. Falling, and several of the songs that are continuing to stay in people's minds. So I'm always working, and now I'll get to, you know, at the new songs from Imagine, which is the title of my newest album. So, yes, we're putting dates on the books now. Of course, you know, for a while, the pandemic kind of shut us down.
Yeah.
But we're getting back out there, yes.
Yes. Before I get to more of my questions, a listener wants to know if you can sing I Got Love right now. So, no, you don't really have to do it. But I suppose what they're getting at, and you mentioned some of the songs that you've sung over the years, many charted very well. Many of those song titles are recognizable. Are there any that you do and you think, I can't do a show without doing, or the reverse, that I can't stand this anymore?
Actually, one of them is I Got Love. I forgot to mention that because I was thinking... in terms of, you know, my dance music, this, that, or the other. But songs that come from some of my Broadway shows, I almost always have to do. Some of the songs from Hair, like Let the Sun Shine In, and I Got Love from Pearly, I always have to do, thank God.
And I think you won a Tony Award back in the day, right, for Pearly?
For Pearly, yes, I did. Matter of fact... that song was written especially for me because I didn't sing for the director, Philip Rose, when I auditioned. He was just primarily interested in somebody that was a strong actor. A lot of times in musical comedies, they did that too. They had somebody who could carry a tune, but they weren't that interested in them being a great singer. So they didn't necessarily audition them to sing. That was the case for me. But the title song, Pearly, I sang that, and it kept getting a standing ovation. So this one was written especially for me. So I got a Tony Award. I performed it on the Tony Award, and I've continued to perform it ever since. Thank God.
Well, you know what? I could see where that song was written for you. I mean, friends, you may not remember or realize that you know this song, but I bet you do. So just go to YouTube and type in "I've Got Love," and you will hear. You know, you'll see, first of all, it comes up with a lot of artists, aside from Melba Moore. How do you feel when you watch other artists cover your songs, and there are many that others have covered, do you think that, oh my gosh, that's crap? Or at times you say, wow, they were amazing.
No, I definitely say wow, because I couldn't imagine somebody covering me.
Well, that song...
I didn't think of it that way. Or, you know, somebody was wanting to sing the song. I just didn't think of it that way. So I'm impressed.
Well, that song in particular, it's so darn hard to sing. You know, that's the other thing. For you, there were many songs that you performed, some hit records, whether that was dance music back in the day or not. I would argue, yeah, the reason why they weren't covered more often is because nobody could.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do. I mean, I really do. I mean, you were able to do things as a singer that you may make light of it and say, but I'm telling you, the best at what you do, Melba Moore. And the other thing is you did so many things and have done so many things. So there, on the Broadway stage, people have remembered you from various television shows and obviously performing live in person as a recording star. Is there something you'd like to do that you have not done?
Just be consistent. I'd like to crank out some more plays, crank out some more, you know, guest appearances or appearances in film. I've always had a little bit of challenge when it came to the management part of my career, so it hasn't been consistent. So I'd like to just, you know, keep seasons of stuff coming out now, if I could.
Well, you know, any performer that's been around as many decades as I'm taking a guess at near 50 years in showbiz, near that, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so there are ups and downs. There are, I mean, listen, surviving in any industry, particularly show business, for 50 years, maintaining relevancy, not everyone does that. In fact, most don't. But on those downturns, did you ever think to yourself, I read that you originally, way back, wanted to be a teacher. At some point...
No, I didn't want to be a teacher, but I was a teacher.
You were. Where did you teach?
My parents said, get you a real job, so I taught.
Where?
In Newark, New Jersey.
What did you teach?
Vocal music.
I can see that. But do you think that at times, or did you think at times, geez, I wish I had stuck to that, because show business is like a roller coaster?
Heck no. I'm more comfortable on a roller coaster.
Really? Is that your personality, do you think? I don't want to get into some of those ups and downs. You know, you could read about Melba Moore and read about them, but some of those downs were pretty down, you know?
They were terrible. It's not my personality. I think it's my spirit. I think I'm born to do this. So I make it all right and keep trying.
Do you have advice for other potential performers how to persevere, how to do what you just said?
Well, get prepared as much as you can. I think it really helps me that I taught it, so I'm well-grounded, I'm well-educated in what I'm doing, and my first audiences were my classroom, so you get to value other people's presence in your life and their value in it. Without them, you don't have anything, and you can experience right away why, for instance, in the classroom, I was aware that young people kind of look at you and look through you, and in a minute, they like you, they start dressing like you. That I thought, oh my goodness, this is a great responsibility. I think it's important to understand the part that other people play in your life. It's more, I think, evident as a public person or as an entertainer, because you know you have that direct feedback from them. But getting into the industry then and seeing the business aspect of it is the other thing. Very often, whatever you do, perhaps if you're young yet, no one's told you. You're going to have a budget. You're going to have to put a roof over your head. You're going to have to eat. I don't care what it is. And if you know how that works, when it goes bad, you can get help correcting it, or you can correct it yourself, because there are going to be ups and downs, and you know there's going to be difficult times in life, period. And if you're going to be in show business, it is going to be even worse or magnified more so than it is in a normal lifestyle.
I went to your website and I learned lots new about you. But one thing is that you like to sleep well at night on a certain kind of linen.
Oh, I have a new linen line.
Yes.
It's not out yet, but it's coming. It's called Melamore's Fine Linen. It's coming.
Why fine linen? Why not? I don't know. Why not a perfume, a fragrance? Because that's what a lot of performers do. Or why a linen?
Because the person that I'm partnering with, it was his expertise. And so that's what he's bringing to this partnership. I'm bringing my the business acumen that I have from this industry and the time that I've been, you know, on the planet, and the fact that I'm a celebrity. So we're partnering, and that's it. That's his expert, so I get to share in that.
Well, you're more than a celebrity. I've used the word legend over and over. You must hear that a lot now. You are that. Melba Moore, I am so grateful that you spent some time with us on a Sunday afternoon, and happy July 4th to you and your family.
Oh, same to you. I've really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for sharing your audience with me.
Can I say one more thing?
You can say two more.
Just one more. The name of that CD is Imagine, and you can find it wherever you purchase your CDs. Thank you very much.
You can
much.
Say that again. No, thank you.
The name is... Okay, I'm going. Thank you so much. The name
thank
is Imagine,
you.
By the way. And really, when you talk to a performer like that, what was it, a few months ago we had Dionne Warwick on? I mean, when you talk to these kinds of folks, that if you're a performer, you stand on their shoulders. And if you're just appreciate good music, you had decades. And I respect the fact that anyone who's been in show business for decades, five decades plus, I mean, that's incredible. That's talent as well. Sang five octaves just like that, you know, and didn't make it seem like hard work way before Mariah Carey.